Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I am here with my daughter, Lizzie.
Hello.
And my son, Axel.
Hi, my name is Axel. I'm talking like with the air, like my dad with the intro. Like,
and I said, like,
Axel. I can't do it without
wheezing.
He doesn't
wheeze.
Well, like, you know.
Hey, like that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, my name is Axel.
Okay then.
I can't do it without wheezing.
Without wheezing.
Wheezing.
Wheezing. Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I want to stream today. Is that possible? It's not possible.
I mean, it's late, but good luck. One real quick podcast before she leaves the house.
I'm scratching my eye with my phone.
That's not a good thing.
Yes.
So what are we talking about?
But then I'm going to Disney.
Oh.
Disney World, not Disneyland,
yeah,
for some reason.
Because they didn't have a program with Disneyland, which was very unfortunate.
I know, right?
Because.
Hey, maybe you can, like, make contacts at Disney World and, like, you know, maybe later it pays off at Disneyland. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I hope so. I mean, but the hotel's going to be in Disney World, like the Star Wars hotel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to be there?
Yes.
Yeah, that thing's like $5,000. It'd be better to make $5,000 and go.
Yes. I would be way better. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to go to work and look at all these cool things. I'm just going to pass by through this certain room. And yeah, that's cool. The kitchen's this way. You know, I don't know.
You'd be like Axel when he was a little kid and he was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And he's like on the other side of the school. And then it was like, the bathroom right here. He's like, I like over here.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Tell that story.
No, not on this episode. Anyway, on this episode, what we are going to talk about is a little bit of episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
So, as a person who was over the age of 10 when these movies came out.
No.
No, you were not.
No, you were.
Oh, I was. Okay.
I'm talking to you. Oh, so... Oh my god. So, you, as a person over the age of 10, when these movies came out, how was it when you're, like, trying to figure out, like what the heck is the Clone Wars? And, like, and then this movie comes out, and it's called Attack of the Clones. How was that feeling?
I mean, it was pretty awesome, because it was like, holy crap, this is it. Like, we're gonna see it. Like, we're gonna see it. Like, and I read a lot of Legends, though. But Legends never really, like, got into what the Clone Wars was. They just, like, also mentioned it. So there's Thrawn books where he's like, these ships are, like, 60-year-old ships from the relics of the Clone Wars. And then the movie comes out and you're like, you sure? You sure they're not 20 years old?
And
you know,
like
little things like that.
I know you don't usually have, like, expectations for, like, movies and stuff, because then it kind of just ruins things. So, like, you know, like, a bunch of people that are like, yeah, well, I have this and this expectation for this movie. And then when it doesn't meet those expectations, they hate it. So you're not that kind of person. So how did it feel like Clone Wars? Like, seeing that? Like, did you like it?
We never knew what it was. So, like, we always kind of thought, or I always had it in my head, like, that the Jedi's fought clones and somehow, like, that was the, like, I didn't know what the Clone Wars was. I didn't realize that there was clones and Jedi fighting together. And then, like, eventually the Jedi's are fighting the clones.
Yeah.
But.
Not anymore.
So when the Clone Wars started, I was like, oh, like, this is completely not what I thought was going to happen. I thought it was going to be like somebody showed up with an army of clones to fight, and the Jedi were going to have to help because they made it clear the Republic has no army.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the whole Clone Wars part, it didn't happen exactly how how I thought it was going to happen.
Instead of having an army, they had people on Naboo with weird hats. With
the hats. Naboo security forces.
There was something I was going to say. Forgot what it was, but it was Clone Wars related. Oh, yes, that's what it was. Guess what?
What?
I'm making a Jango Fett costume.
Interesting.
Except it's just Cobb Vanth. But it's the same armor. Sometimes.
Okay. So more like Boba.
I just read those two comics that you told me to read of War of the Bounty Hunters, and when he said Jango, my brain immediately went there. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, no spoilers.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about War of the Bounty Hunter soon. Yeah. With Hawes, I have called my bounty hunter friend. And he's also super jazzed for Visions. Mm-hmm. So he called, like, last time he was like, by the way, when y'all do Visions, I'm coming on the show.
Fair.
Thanks. Big shout out to Hawes for inviting himself on the show. And then me and inviting him on the same week, because I think that's just going to end up, because I was like, well, I'll do some comic books and it'll lead us into Visions. Then I just realized that I'm just going to have Hawes on like five shows in a row. So y'all are going to in for a treat. But for now, it's just us and we're talking episode two. So I was like out of school and here by then. And I was just happy to see more Star Wars like happening in the theaters and stuff like that. So it was cool. I didn't exactly have like any expectations or something, but I knew it was like a romance movie. Cause like I said, those music videos, they came out with a like Across the Stars was the music video. You know. So, like, that was the whole, like, I would run out to try to catch that music video. The internet had come along a little bit further, so you could, like, actually see it on YouTube, maybe?
I think around the then, reason why sure. The Clone Wars is, like, my least favorite is because of the romance.
Wait, what?
So you do not like romance?
I do not like romance between Skywalkers.
Why?
Because they're just drama, and I'm like, don't get involved with them. Just run. Just run away.
I think Anakin is the perfect... I'm sorry for touching the mic stand. Anyway, I'm sorry for saying that. Anyway, I think Anakin and Padme are perfect, except that he kills her.
And is very, very toxic.
Wait, how is that? That's amazing.
He literally killed her.
Oh, yeah, that is true. He did kill her.
And lied to her.
Not in this movie.
And also was like, in this movie.
We're in episode two.
Not in this movie.
He was like, I literally killed all these children. And she's like, that's okay.
The women.
Like, what?
And the children, too.
Why is she like, that's okay? That's all right. Yeah. People make mistakes.
Because they killed his mom.
The children?
Yes.
The women?
Sure.
And they didn't even, not that they didn't kill her, but she was still technically alive. Anyway, but yeah, I think it might be my least favorite, but I do really like.
Of all the movies?
Maybe not of all the movies. I can't think of it right now. Because, like, I like all the Star Wars. I like Attack of the Clones, you know? I just don't like the romance part with Skywalker.
That is a big part.
But I do like C-3PO getting attached to a droid.
Battle
like
droid
a
body.
Battle droid body. Really?
I don't know why, but, like, Padme, like, she's so cool. Like,
she
lied. Yeah, like, she, like, almost goes into a furnace. And gets, like, smelted.
That's true.
And escapes, and she has to fight, like, a Nexu, is that what they're called?
I love Nexus. She hurt my Nexu.
Good.
Maybe that's why I don't like her, because she hurt a Nexu. That's why.
Good.
So.
They're so cute. They smile. They have big smiles.
I guess you could call it that.
Mm-hmm. But I hate sharks.
Yeah, you're weird.
I am weird.
Just real quick to get to the business that I missed. You can check us out at theroguerebels.com. Go like our Facebook page, Rogue Rebels on Instagram and TikTok. And we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. And we're on Twitch on Rogue Rebels. What, Axel?
I might stream this night, but I forgot that.
They're not going to know.
I know.
Yeah, this won't come out till the future. But go ahead and stream your heart away, sir. We probably will be coming up with a, like, schedule soon.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
I wanted to stream.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
We still have a few hours before we go to bed. We can still...
I mean, you guys could, like, literally just stream tonight for fun.
I know.
For funsies.
For funsies?
Is for fun.
Wow.
Wait, who says that?
Nacho Libre.
What?
Something like, sometimes you wear stretchy pants. Is for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Don't worry, I won't tell
anybody.
I don't remember I don't remember watching Attack of the Clones.
Neither of you guys remembers watching it the first time, right?
No, okay. I don't.
Yeah.
But I do.
But I remember Axel watching it like every single day when he was like four.
I love that. I love that movie so much. It's the best movie.
Interesting.
Was there a reason like you loved it so much? Like what was it when you were a kid? Like what were the parts that you were like really excited for?
Jango.
I really liked Zam.
Who? Zant?
Zam. Zant is cool, but he's not in Star Wars.
He's kind of crazy.
I thought Zam was kind of cool. Because, like, I was like, oh, female, like, bounty hunter. Really cool. And then she died. And I was like, all right. And then...
By Jango Fett?
Yeah.
But don't worry. We got a bunch of cool female bounty hunters. I forgot her name. But she has the same helmet. Well...
This gives me the same energy as, like, Mythic Quest. We have a lot of female in engine.
There's, like, one part where the guy turns around and he's like, well, not in this room. And then he, like, walks through again later and he's like, how do we have so many dudes working here?
She kind of has, like, a thing. And she...
A thing.
Are you talking about Zori Bliss?
She's cool too, I guess. I don't know.
Am I just naming random bounty hunters?
Wait.
Yeah, I guess. For Axel.
Orange.
Aura Sing's cool.
Aura Sing?
No.
Size
Orange.
Noodles. I'm
Orange.
Lots Razi?
Are you Orange. Talking about Leia?
No, Orange. A sniper. I don't
oh,
know where
Fennec
he's
Shan?
Yeah,
oh,
Shan.
Fennec Shan.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard Sniper,
she's awesome.
And I was like, oh, Fennec.
Yeah, okay, Sniper, yes, Fennec Shand.
We got Aura Sing, we got Leia that one time.
When she was Bausch.
When she was, yeah.
By the way, War of the Bounty Hunters has a one-shot that's going to be Bausch.
So isn't Bausch's helmet in Ondark?
Maybe, Doc Ondar's.
Doc Ondar, it's in, someone needed it for a helmet. I think it was in...
Vi.
Was it Vi?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was in
was
Galaxy's
Vi.
Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was cool.
But that's another book.
I think when we go to Galaxy's Edge, we should see Vi with it on. That'd be cool. Aww.
Where's your helmet? Bug cast members. Did it hurt?
Guess what? We got to ask Anthony about something at Galaxies.
I do still feel bad for, like, going up to Vi Marotti in Galaxy's Edge and being like,
liar.
Did you, how's Cardinal? And she was like, how do you know about him? And I was like, I don't know.
I read a lot of Alliance briefings.
And then I was like, is it true that, Leia calls you, what was it? Bird, something, it's a bird name.
What is she it? Has two of them.
Yeah. Isn't it like mud? Not mud.
Mud it's pie. Like magpie.
Magpie. Yes. Yeah. Yes?
Once again, not episode two.
I know.
But yes, magpie. Okay, what about it?
I just went up to her and was like, hey, is it true Leia calls you magpie? And she was like, how do you know all this? And I was like, I don't know. But anyway, Attack of the Clones. Sorry.
Hey, Luke and Leia are so weird. So you know how, like, when Luke was young, he was so kind to people, and he saved the galaxy from the Emperor and stuff.
By young, do you mean like 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And that's young, okay. I guess.
Fair.
And then he got
old,
and now he's all, like, mad, and he hates people, and he hates... Well, he doesn't really... Actually, yes. No.
Dad.
I'm sorry, where are you going with this?
Like, he used to be so kind to people, and now he's just mean. And Leia... She used to be so cool, and now she's a general. She was like, well, somebody has to save our skins. Like, they were trying to save her, but she saved them, and it was awesome. And now she's a general.
Mm-hmm. Why is that bad?
I miss when, like, she saved Han twice. It was crazy.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Dad, I'm almost 20. Also, Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. Jango Fett.
Attack of the Clones.
Jango
Fett.
Fett.
I was excited to see Jango Fett when I had heard that, like, it was coming. Like, you saw, like, all the promos. You guys probably don't even remember the trailer, but it was, like, there were all these little, like, you know, like, it was, like, a black, it was a breathing. It was, like, whoop. Like, it had Vader breathing. It was, like, whoop. And then you would see something. Whoop, and you would see something else. And then, like, at one point, I think, like, you could see Jango, and you were, like, what? Like, what is this, like, awesome Mandalorian-ness?
I like Tiny Boba.
Yeah.
Especially, do you remember those books that you would read to us?
Yes.
That, like, it was about Tiny Boba like, what he did, like, when his dad would go off on missions, and he had, like, these weird, like, fish things, and he would be like, okay, I'm going to set one free. And then he would set it free, but then it got eaten.
Yeah.
Like, right away.
Yeah, that was, and it wasn't, like, when his dad, it was, like, literally it started kind of, like, in episode two, and then, like, took, like, it was, like, six books, and it went, like, after...
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, supposedly his
But then later, I remember specifically where they go to Geonosis and, like, they're watching the fights and, like, Boba was like, oh, that lady is so pretty. I hope she survives. And then, like, gets slashed by the neck soon. He was like, oh, there she goes. But, yeah.
But she didn't go.
She didn't. She kicked the neck suit. She did not.
I don't remember. Like, this was one of the ones that I didn't really have, like, a... Like, when I was a kid and I was in high school, I took, like, Star Wars people to go see episode one. And so, like, we all saw it together. And by here, like, I kind of had some friends that were into Star Wars, but they, like, I was working, too. So I wasn't able to go, like, with them. So I, like, went to saw this one by myself. Mm-hmm. And it was cool, but I didn't, like, have a whole crew or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember, like, the first viewing was not too eventful. I remember being like, man, Dooku's a boss. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, with his curved lightsaber
Dooku and everything. Dooku literally told Obi-Wan the whole plan. Mm-hmm. Like, Sith, the whole thing. And Obi-Wan was like, no, I can't trust you. And I was like, I can't say, like, why would he lie? But, like, that whole thing just was true. And it was, yeah.
That's what Jedi do. I'm sorry, Sith.
I was gonna
say. Guess what?
Stop asking that on a podcast.
Say what, then?
What?
Yesterday, I went to the garage to find a pilot costume, and then I learned that I didn't fit. And then, in the garage, I found a clone helmet that was unpainted. Are we ever gonna do something with that?
Clone helmet?
We could.
But what are we gonna do with it?
If you have ideas, I'm listening.
Echo helmet, and then put it on Echo.
Or you could bust out Kicks. You could be that Kicks that, like, rolls with those guys. You read that comic, right? Yeah. That sounds right.
Yes, let's do that.
Les. So.
He's a good guy.
Yes, Les is a good guy. Shout out to Les. He's no longer Les Gonzalez. Now we call him Les Gonzalez.
Why?
Because of his guns.
He has guns?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to notice that he has guns?
How did you ever... Yeah, that fool can't walk in a doorway.
How do you function?
I don't look at people's muscles, I guess.
Okay.
I work for him.
I don't look at someone and be like, he has guns. Bullshit. Like...
Hey, you see that guy right there? He has guns. You see Dirge over there? That fool has guns.
Yes.
Dirge looks like he works out with Les.
Dude, I see... A blue man with the yellow skull.
Let's stop pointing at stuff in the room that doesn't matter. Enough. Anyway.
Well, you can see that they're ripped, right?
Enough. Now, where were we? I saw episode two. You guys don't remember the first time you saw episode two.
No, we don't. Okay.
Let's move on to the next question.
But I do not... The thing is weird because, like, you know, they were going to come up with, like, all the 3D, like, movie theater stuff for all the movies. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing one for Attack of the Clones.
They only did episode one. They never did. They did them.
Did they not make enough money or like?
No, I think they did them, but like that was like when they sold to Disney and all that. So like episode one came out, and then they just diverted everything to finishing, you know, working on new movies and stuff. But they did the transfers because at Celebration, like they had like one of the panels like you could go see it in 3D. So like people have seen it in 3D at Celebrations. So they did it. It just hasn't come out yet. And now nobody cares about 3D, so,
no.
You know, probably never see it again.
Do you remember in 2003?
Do you remember the time? Oh, God.
In September. Anyway, so yeah, do you remember in 2003 where 3D was like a huge gimmick and Spy Kids 3 just came out and it was like all 3D and weird?
Spy Kids 3 did not come out in 2003.
Well, it had 3D, so therefore it came out in 2003. Wait, what? 2003?
What?
I remember 3D and I remember Spy Kids.
That was it.
Okay, then.
They came out like with 4 Spy Kids.
I don't know. I don't remember when it came out. And I'm not going to research it now. Okay. Do you guys have a favorite character in episode 2? And if you do, who and why are they?
Jango.
Now, who and why?
Jango.
Like, what was it about Jango that you thought was cool?
Jango.
Please, a little help here?
Jango.
Nothing?
Boba. I liked the Nexu because Inexu is like a big cat and it's really cute. But a character, I think either Tiny, no, what? Definitely not Padme. I don't like Padme. I don't know why, I just don't.
She's awesome.
I think it's because she's with the Skywalker. I don't like her.
Okay, so who is?
Little Boba or there was someone else. I don't remember, but Little Boba's cool, and witnessed the death of his father Jango, and that was a lot. Do you think the head was still in the helmet?
No, you see it fly up.
Do we?
If you watch the video carefully, like when it flies across the thing, you see the shadow keep going. Like the shadow came, like, and when the helmet bounces, but the shadow doesn't, so the head flies out of the helmet before it lands.
Because I saw a meme where like he picks it up and then the head falls out. And it's horrible. It's horrible. It's so funny, but horrible.
Now, who is your least favorite character?
I haven't even done my favorite yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Mace Windu.
And besides, why would I care about who's my least favorite character?
Mace Windu. He killed Jango.
That's I'm going to pick my favorite character.
Kit Fisto.
What?
He just smiles.
He's just very smiley.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you said that he was your least favorite character. I got scared for a second.
No.
Okay. Like, no, what? I'm still trying to do my favorite character.
Favorite character.
I feel like I kind of go Kenobi. But I really like, I don't know.
Do you like bloopers of Jango tap dancing in the plane?
That's great, but I really like bloopers of Anakin falling. Those are the best.
He falls so much.
He falls like an infant. Like his whole body kind of explodes and goes flat. Like when a baby falls, like instead of protecting their face or spine or important organs, they sort of just fall and like flatten. Flat. And that's what Hayden Christensen does.
Who am I? Oh, I hate you. So basically in episode 3, that was like a really fun blooper. Oh, I hate you.
Cool.
I don't remember.
So I think I'm gonna have to go with Kenobi, because I like that, like, by this time he's starting to still, like, he's doing like Jedi things, but he's already started like training Anakin, but he's also like, he's like on a like murder mystery hunt to try to like figure out, like, and he finds Jango. Oh man, I really like Jango too. They'll do their job. I'm just a simple man trying to make his way in the galaxy.
There's so many memes.
Hey, Boba. Where is Sarik?
So many memes.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of
memes. So many.
You know. Oh, Axel was talking about how this is episode 99, so that we should, like, shout out the Bad Batch. But, like, shout out to Tawn Wee's here, who gets killed in the Bad Batch.
She does.
Let's make gruesome. A kilt.
We didn't see her, but we saw her body. That's, like, semi-worse.
Okay.
I don't know. To me, I don't... It's creepy. It was a creepy episode.
I don't know who my least favorite character is, but I know I was mad at Jocasta Nu when she's like, Obi-Wan, if it doesn't, he doesn't exist then. And I was like,
she's rude.
The customer service at the Jedi Library is extremely disheartening. I am filling out this comment card to measure my displeasure because this person was rude to me.
But then she's cool in the comics.
Yeah.
Hey. I don't know why, but yeah.
So, Tanwi's death is just like a my favorite episode of Clone Wars.
Bad Batch.
Clone Wars. Where Kenobi says, oh, wait, I forgot his name. It's the blue guy, red eyes, Star-Lord. Yes. Oh, Bane. So this isn't your handiwork? Nah, I never would have made such a sloppy kill.
That's Zero the Hutt.
Yeah.
It's a whole different episode.
Where he dies, but like Kenobi just like goes there and she's dead.
No. So. not Zero. Yeah, Zero's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
I thought Zero was a boy.
Wait, is it?
Zero's a boy?
Yeah, because it's like Jabba's uncle or something.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I always thought he was a girl. I think it's just because he's purple and sounds funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's...
Blah,
he's
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, basically.
I love Zero. Oh, no, that's the size noodles.
That's size noodles.
Okay, I'm going to stop. How dare you? I'm going to stop doing voices.
But I do like to think, like, if I were to go back and watch Attack of the Clones, I'd be like, oh, little tiny Bad Batch right now. They're probably not little, that tiny, little, but like kind of tiny.
Little Bad Batch babies.
Little Bad Batch babies. They're like Omega's watching them grow up.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
No, like they're probably like well on their way. Mm-hmm. Like they're probably like not quite as old as Clone Teenagers, who gets mad maybe. At his lunch. They're probably like 1 or 2 years behind that. Except Omega is probably the same as Boba.
Yeah. I feel like
they're the same size. Right? Same age.
Same size.
Same size, too. They're clones, right? Okay. Favorite characters.
Oh, God.
Okay, go.
I saw a video saying how... I forgot her name again.
Omega.
No. Orange Sniper.
Fennec Shan.
Yes, Shan.
How... Aurra Sing wears like an orange jumpsuit. So I always think... When he says orange, I think Aurra Sing.
How orange?
They're both snipers, to be fair.
That's true.
How Sing? Wait, what? Shan. Krennic Shand. How her and Boba are like. Don't know the word, but they're like friends now.
Allies,
and she was also allies with his sister. So okay. If she's like, hey, you know, your sister could be out Omega. There. Let's go find your sister.
If she knows that they're sisters.
But what's going to happen if in season 2 she finds out?
That'd be cool.
And then that show that comes out in December is going to be them searching for Omega. That'd or be cool. Or if they find Omega in that show. Or what if they already did?
This took
I'm sorry,
turn.
I'm sorry.
Axel speculating on Book of Boba Fett. Because what you know about the future... All right, we had our favorite people. Mm-hmm. Who did I say? Obi-Wan? I guess.
Yeah, you said Obi-Wan, and then you kind of like went for Jango.
Queen Amidala is my favorite in episode 1 for sure. Amidala in episode 1, it's like Amidala and Qui-Gon, but here I think it's a little more Obi-Wan Jango.
Fair.
I guess.
Who did I say? Nexu and Kit Fisto.
Yeah. You said somebody else for a second. I don't know who now.
Boba.
Oh yeah, you said Boba and Jango.
Boba, because then I see, like, because then you see little Boba and you don't see him again until, like, animated series.
Mm-hmm. Which is really cool, though. Yeah. But, like, it really picks up that story and I like
it. Dude, Boba is bald in Clone Wars and in Mandalorian.
I don't think he had a choice in Mandalorian.
I don't think he had a choice in,
I think he did.
Clone Wars.
Boba's like that dude in like Kill Bill who's like, hey, I shaved my head on purpose. Understand?
I do remember.
Okay. Let's see. What's next? What's your favorite part of the movie? Like, do you have a favorite part that you watch? Like, I think like the Obi-Wan Jango fight is hella dope.
Are we saying like our favorite funny parts? Because I think it's hilarious when the Jedi come in, like to fight on Geonosis and their forms are whack.
I mean, some of them are decent.
I guess.
Just like one of them is whack, and I don't want to point it out on the podcast.
We see Ayla. Ayla's
yes,
cool.
We do see Ayla. That was really cool.
I remember when I was little and like when mom started doing an Ayla Secura costume and I had to like pause the movie every now and then for mom, I noticed like she had like a huge like not painted area right under her ribs where the shirt was, and I was like, wow, you don't even like fully paint yourself, blah blah blah. And then
oh,
I
like
don't know
when
why
she picked up her hand to do yeah, something, probably the like, shirt came up like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well. That's tragic. Let's see what else. Like I like the whole like I like all of Padme's secret little house because it's like beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty
cool. She has a little, hey, let's go to my house. Let's get on this boat real quick.
The pear.
Yeah, the space pear.
Space pear.
So apparently, like, I didn't know this at the time because I didn't like research things like that. I just like, I know a lot about Star Wars, but I don't like know a lot about little accoutrements where people are like, oh, by the way, like they filmed this in like, you know, blah, 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 Arizona. Like those things, behind the scenes stuff, I don't know. But I guess where they're eating, those, where they had the pear, all of those dishes were IKEA dishes. So people went out and they bought those dishes from IKEA to be like, look, we have Star Wars dishes.
Nice.
Let's go buy that.
They're probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it's available anymore. That was like 20 years ago almost.
I think my favorite part might be either... Did you just hit Echo?
No.
Well, you tapped him in the head.
Yeah.
Hard.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Anyway, I think that my favorite part is either Space Pairs or Django versus Boba. But how cool is it that like he uses the Force to get the spoon to like stab the pear, and then she just eats it.
No, he just like flies the pear over, right? And then she just like holds up her fork to be like, chick.
That's not good. Our mic is like moving. Oh, sorry. But that is not good.
Do you have a favorite part?
Pear.
Space pear. I thought I said my favorite part.
Did you?
Yeah, when the Jedi come in, and some of them are a little funny.
I like the beginning of the movie, too. Like when it, like, and the planet is kind of, like, upside down, and the ships are going, like, up to it instead. Like, normally, you kind of land, like, down, and people shoot in ways that make it look normal. But when the shot, like, goes up to the planet, and the planet is up there, and it's, like, all weird, and the music is, like, then they get blown up. And she gets her shoes. Is it Corday?
Oh, yeah.
She gets her shoes blown off.
Yeah, she does.
She's like, because
like the next scene, like, you see, she has no shoes.
I did my job, like, and she has no shoes because her shoes got blown off. That was always hilarious to me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like the tense energy with Obi-Wan and Jango talking.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, your clones are so impressive. You must be very proud.
They'll do their job. I guarantee it.
He's like, have you ever been to this planet? He's like, I don't
possibly.
Know. I think it's a really funny tense moment with both of them. Because they both know.
Like, they both know who the other one is.
Yeah. And then later, you know, Jango's like, okay, we gotta go.
Hey, close the door. Close the door.
You wait a second.
Close the door so Echo can stay trapped with us forever.
So they can't see your silver Mandalorian armor on the ground. This armor was my father's. Anyway.
Which, like, he already saw it. I know it's, like, to show the audience, but, like, he already saw it. He already knows you.
But
I don't.
What if he didn't see it? He's like, hey, you gotta move that thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What else? Let's see.
They're funny.
Yeah.
All the clones. There's so many.
Yes.
And it's just his face over and over.
And the like little ones and the medium ones that get mad at food and the old ones.
Did you know that in episode 3, that clone is photoshopped head thing.
I mean, I think they're all photoshopped. Even in episode 2. But anyway, what about
He's like, hey, Kenobi, you're going to need this.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your lens.
Cody.
Yeah, Cody.
That's in
and
the
then
third
he
one.
Shoots him like in the next 10 seconds.
We'll get to that next time.
We'll get to that. Okay, so we got favorite parts. I'm trying to think of anything else that I might have missed. Like, I kind of like the Senate stuff. And I like that there's, like, a bunch of stuff, like, happening that's, like, taking everything, like, a little bit further. Like, in the very beginning, they sort of mention, like, oh, the, you know, Newt Gunray was tried, like, 3 times, and he still hasn't, like, done time. You know, they've deferred, and, you know, what do you call it when you try a case and then you, like, try to get out of it? So, oh, he's...
You were asking the wrong person. Mom is not here to help.
So it's like you're seeing that, like, oh, the system, this ritual keeps, like, trying to defer his punishment and gets away with it.
Even in real life, I still don't understand how, like, rich people are able to get out of things like that. Like, laugh at me.
I was just reading. First of all, Out of the Shadows is a wonderful book, which I'll be doing a show on soon, of the High Republic. And there's a character in the book. there's a character who's like a pilot, not a smuggler, but like, you know, she does like pilot and deliveries and stuff like that. And like, she's the main character of the book. A lot of bad stuff happens. And then she ends up getting picked up by these guys who like are from the company of this like very, very important family and all this stuff. And like the whole book, she's like, and then she's got to go deal with senators, and then she has to go. And so like the book is her sort of dealing in that world, but also like finding answers to her own problems. But then somebody on Twitter, I cannot remember who it was. I wish I could so I can give them credit because it was hilarious. And it was just like a funny anime of like an anime picture of the face that's like, eh. And it was like, you know, Syl, this entire book, these damn rich people. Like, and I just thought it was hilarious. Anyway, somebody else pointed out, this is another thing I can't give credit. Oh, you know what? I think it might have been E.K. Johnston, who thinks a lot about Padme.
Fair, I'm makes sure we would sense. All agree.
Mm-hmm. How she talks about how like everybody laughs at like, oh, I hate sand, like blah, 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 blah. And like the conversation starts. Padme's like, oh, I love it here. We would come and lay out on the sand and like for some, then the summer house, like, and he's like, I hate it. It gets everywhere. And she's like, everybody laughs at that. But that is like genius script writing. That's these two people from different worlds and they're each sharing their experience. Mm-hmm. And all it does, that entire scene talks about the difference of their like social and economic status. And to her, beaches are such a privilege and it's a place where we go to relax and in my life and like only rich people get to go to the beach, and he like literally lives in sand and hates it because it's all over his clothes and toys and everything else, and they never talk about it again. They just like are like, well, that sucks anyway, your shoulder's real smooth.
Yeah,
but I really like that sort of, it's such a simple like throwaway thing that shows such the difference of like those people and where they come from.
Hey,
that I really enjoyed.
I hate rich people.
Which spa is the best?
There are no words.
Ah, the Polynesian spa.
What?
Okay, Lizzie, you have not. You're probably not on the same. I don't know. Okay, this is what happened. Oh. So, Temuera Morrison, world famous Jango Fett himself. Yes. Also, these days, Boba Fett himself, right?
Yes.
Just got finished filming the Book of Boba Fett season, whatever. And he made like a little commercial or YouTube video or something. And it's like him. And when he goes home to where he's from in New Zealand, he's like, ah, after like 6 months of fighting and like blah, 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 I'm home at the Polynesian spa and like, or whatever it is. And he's like, there are no words. I can just, and he like gets in the water. It's really funny. And I don't, it's not like.
He showed me. But, like, I didn't understand it.
It's literally, there's nothing to understand. He's just like, hey, this is where I come to relax, where I live. And it's beautiful. And I'm like, it is beautiful, sir. Also, you deserve to relax.
We should go one day.
And it just makes me laugh. That, like, Boba does all this hunting and killing and fighting for 6 months. And then he's like, ah. Anyway. Let's see, we covered favorite parts.
That's what now, he should do after War of the Bounty Hunter.
Fair.
He just seems super annoyed.
Oh, yeah. That's what he wanted to do that. He was like, ah, I'm going to go to Jabba's and then I will go to the Polynesian spa. And then like things went sideways and he was like, instead of going, ah, he was like, ugh.
Wait, so that is canon.
Mm-hmm.
The Polynesian
no, that is not canon,
it's
sir.
It's not canon.
But,
I was making a joke.
But in canon universe, he likes Polynesian spas. Wait.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think
that's
Polynesian
a thing that I just made up right now. First of all, Polynesia isn't a place. Because it was a joke I was making, dude.
Broski.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you guys have any great like episode 2 memories? Like, I can't really think of anything specific. But do you have any like memories of something that you really, really enjoyed when you were like little? Like, Axel, dude, you used to watch this movie. Like, my episode 2 memories are mostly about Axel. Because he would watch it all the time. And I have a really good one of Lizzie when she was little, too.
What?
Because
I don't remember anything.
You kind of, you were, like, talking.
I just remember cooking Padme in the pots that I had.
Okay.
The Galactic Hero.
Wait, but mine? No.
Not actually.
That was how she, like, played when she was little. She would just cook the toys.
Yes. In little tiny pink pots.
Yeah. I bought her Galactic Heroes, and I bought her, like, cookware, like little play cookware. No. And I thought, like, I did not realize that she was going to put them together and that that was going to be her playtime.
No, you bought those from me.
No, I bought those from her. You weren't. You didn't even exist yet, sir.
No.
So, like, she had those long before you.
Dude, we got heroes from our man, the comic man.
No, he wasn't even there. I would go get them for her before you were born, before that, before they even had those locations.
Well, when I was born.
Yes, then when you were born, the collection was shared, but that wasn't until way later. Anyway,
2006.
So, episode two, a really good one I remember with Lizzie is we were driving somewhere, and like she was in the back seat, strapped into the car seat, like as a babies are, and you like dropped something, like you dropped your bottle. I don't know what you had. You either had a, like a little toy, or you had a bottle or something like that. And I like, you know, I'm driving, so I can't like, I'm in the front seat driving, and so I'm trying to like reach back and like fish for it on the floor with my hand, and then find, okay, here. Don't drop it again, man. Like, I can't, like, stop. Like, we're driving, you know. And then, like, a couple of minutes later, I hear, like, thunk. Like, I hear you drop whatever it was. And then you're just a baby, and you're like, not again. Obi-Wan's gonna kill me. And that was hilarious.
What?
That's what you said.
How old was I?
You had to be, like, 3 or 4, maybe. Like, you were old enough to talk and to, like, memorize lines in movies.
Interesting.
But yeah.
I remember I didn't talk about this in the first Phantom Menace episode, mm-hmm. but I had a little galactic hero, little tiny Annie.
Yes.
And he had like the red helmet from yep. like
because he was the one who came podcasting. with the galactic heroes Naboo starfighter, which was very difficult
yes.
to find.
Yes. And I remember taking him everywhere because mm-hmm. I would take the galactic heroes everywhere sometimes.
Even when so I told you not to.
Yeah. So I had him and like we went to the store. It might have been, like, GameStop or something, but then I couldn't find him in my pockets, and I started crying, and I couldn't find him, and I was like, no, Dad was right, I just lost him. And then we went back in the car, and I found him in, like, the little, like, pocket of the mm-hmm. of the door. I had a moment there.
So you got, like, that was, like, you're scared straight. Like...
Yeah, and that's when I didn't do it again.
you wouldn't take the toys out.
Nope.
We took like I know you guys got the slave one in Texas like for Christmas because this was like I think we went to my mom's for Christmas mm-hmm. and so like you opened it and you had it. So I remember like the whole way back I remember you guys playing with that like in the back seat of the car. But
so
I think
also
like,
got a
like you were sitting in a regular seat but you were still in the car seat so I remember you being like slightly. And then I remember all of my episode two memories is like every time I would come in, you'd be watching episode two. Like just always. Like you would be watching episode two and I'd be like, you know, I watch episode like 1 or 5 or 7 or like, oh, there was no 7.
No.
1 or 4 or any other. Like, you know, there's a part 3 to this. Like, and you were like, yeah, you know, like it's cool. And then like later you would start watching the cartoons, the Clone Wars cartoon, like over and over and over. And then after that, it was the Clone Wars movie. Like, where Ahsoka first gets introduced. But, like, when Axel would find his thing, he would just watch it repeatedly for, like, years until the next thing came on.
I still do that.
Fair.
I still do that, yes.
Do you remember that?
I think so. Yes, I remember that.
Okay. Anything, like, special you remember or anything other than just Django? Just you love Django?
Bring us something liquid.
That is not
that's
a
Clone Wars.
I know, but,
yes.
but still.
Makes sense.
What about
I love those droids so much. They like, have like ears and stuff.
Bunny droids. They're great.
Oh yeah, yeah they are.
I love them too.
Okay. Any memories for you, Lizzie, other than your toy?
No.
Nothing not episode really. 2 specific or relevant?
I'd cook Padme and Anakin a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But also there were like so many Padmes because she had so many outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be Padme soup.
Yeah, and in, like, the early days of, like, Star Wars stuff, when they were probably trying to be like, hey, man, we need more female characters, it was like, well, just make another Padme, because there still wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, not till later in the Clone Wars when we had a little bit more, hey, man, make Luminara. Get you some Luminara.
Mm-hmm.
Except. She walked through a wall in Rebels. Remember that? She was like, "Oh, she's been dead for years, you idiot." He's like, "No."
The Inquisitor's like, "You fools. You foolish fools. You fell for it. Don't you know she died? But you told us she was alive." I know. Anyway. Okay. Now, I guess the last question will be, is there anything, like, has any of your thoughts about episode 2, like, changed? Like, is there something that you were like, oh, like, I didn't like this when I was little, and now it's my favorite part? It doesn't have to be anything, like, specific, but, like, I think for me, for instance, I think, like, all the flirting stuff, I kind of was like, oh, dude, these guys are so lame. Like, not as soft as you and smooth and, like, that kiss is going to become a scar. I pray it doesn't. Want to do it again? I always thought his flirting was, like, so bad. But now I think, like, of course it's bad. He was, like, growing up with monks who aren't supposed to do anything, and he's, like, a dumb kid. Hilarious. It's perfect.
But even Obi-Wan knows how to flirt well with literally everyone.
But Obi-Wan got out a little more than Anakin did.
I guess. But I just look at, like, I guess when I was little, I didn't care much about it. But now I'm like, ew, this is so creepy. Like, if I was Padme, I'd be like, okay, stay away from me, please.
Can I request also, another?
Like, I also knew you when you were a kid. This is a little mm-hmm. weird, I'm just saying. But, like, you know, oh well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Padme did not feel that way.
No, she did not.
Padme was like, my, how you've grown.
Yep. So, I think it's still a little weird, but, mm-hmm. like, it's whatever. Great. I still really love the Nexu. Nexu's great. Mm-hmm. He's great. I still find it really funny when, Gunray, is that his name?
Newt.
where, like, she, like, kicks the Nexu and he's like, she can't do that. Shoot her or something. I don't know why that's really funny to me whenever I hear it, but, mm-hmm. like, yes, that's really good.
Patience. She will die. Or whatever. I like right before that, when she gets scratched, there's like a shot of him and he's like, yes.
Yeah. Like, I always thought when I was little that he was like he didn't like it. Like he thought it was gross or something. Like I didn't think.
Oh, like he was turning away?
Yeah.
Like to not look?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
When I was little. But now I'm like, oh, he's like giggling. Yeah, jerk. He's like,
Blood.
Okay. I still hate Geonosians.
Wait, why?
Even Click Clack?
Click-clacks? Yeah, they're not great.
Wait, I love the Geonosians.
No.
Do you? Why?
They have wings.
They can fly.
They can. And they have, like, worms that, like, attack other people.
Yeah, that's cool. And they make zombies?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're also zombies, and then Aphra finds them with Vader, and then, like, so much happens with them. I don't know why there's so much with Geonosians, but,
well,
like,
they help build the Death Star, so they're
yeah. They literally, like, if I think about it, so Attack on the Clones, there they are. What's next? Like, Clone Wars, there they are. Mm-hmm. A few times in Clone Wars, like, the Brain Worm, they go back again, and they're, like, zombies.
They capture
Poggle the Lesser, so they have him for, like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Wait, say his name.
Poggle the Lesser.
No one can see your face.
Well, I'm... Pog.
Yeah. And then, what else? What else? In Rebels, Saw tries to kill the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of sad, but they're also really gross.
Mm-hmm. Ezra doesn't think so. Ezra's cool with click-clack.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And
that happens before. And then the Vader series when they go back to Geonosis with mm-hmm. Aphra.
With Aphra. And they're also zombies. No, they're robots.
They're like half robot. Yeah.
that was kind of cool. Terrifying, but cool.
Click Clack is better than that Nexu. Fight me.
I'm not going to fight you.
Good.
Because I like Nexus, and I think we all should have opinions.
Click Clack riding a Nexu. It is deemed canon. Canon.
That's how they all do it, and they just like, yeah, like they all gather and they're like,
yeah.
What do we want to make canon today?
Wait, isn't Nexu the one that like got eaten by it? Like, or not, like the Nexu's the one that ate somebody. Like, remember when they're bringing all the monsters out and like they're kind of like herding them out? The next is the one that's like, aha, I gotcha, and like eats one guy.
Yes.
So sorry,
and click clacks, homie. And then the big one like skewers him. Like the big green one.
Oh, yeah, but that's later when everything's out of control.
I also have that Galactic Hero toy of the big...
Reek?
Reek, yes. Yeah. I thought those were cool.
You have a Reek and an Exer.
It did not fit in the pot.
But we also have that Galactic toy.
Okay, we don't want to list, because I know you guys have all the Galactic Heroes pretty much.
So well, we only got the Nexu, not recently, but we got it, yes, at Celebration. Mm-hmm. Because we went to Celebration early because we had like the
booth.
So you were like, oh, go check around. And I just went like a few booths around and then I saw him and I was like, oh, they have a little Nexu. I didn't even know he existed. And then I got him. And then Axel and Robbie were jerks and they threw him around.
No, we weren't.
Yeah.
Robbie's a good person.
I'm sure he's a good person. He was mean.
To you.
He's a good, mean person. Okay. What else? Let's see. Yeah, the Nexu stuff was cool. The Nexu has definitely always been my favorite monster.
Yes.
From the arena.
The Nexu, and then the next episode, I like the thing that Obi-Wan rides.
We're not there yet.
I know, but he's also cool. Yes. And I have like a little, I don't know what it is. Like a little plush.
That was from like Burger King, I think.
Burger King sounds... Oh, they also had like a Padme thing where it was like a toy, but you like, it like moved around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It had like a big head too, but like they had different ones for like her outfits.
Yeah.
And so like you just kind of scooched it back and then like let go and then like, yeah.
Yeah, and it like rolls around and went, yeah.
So that was cool.
They had some cool stuff.
Had some battle.
Axel had like a super battle droid that squirts water and a Jabba.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jawa, like all the plush ones, is like a Tarful. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, those are cool.
Go ahead.
When I and Lizzie were like young, mm-hmm. we loved Yoshi so much.
That's true.
Got lost. The first original Yoshi that I got lost. Because I did the thing where you told me not to put... Because I started leaving the toys in the Galactic Heroes toys in the car, mm-hmm. in the little pocket. And then you started saying, don't do that, because when you open the car, like, they'll fall out. And I was like, that's not true. And
there's no gravity on this planet, old man.
And then the next time we went in the car, I put little Yoshi in there. And then I opened the door, and, like, we went somewhere, and I came back, and then we drove away, and I couldn't find Yoshi.
Guess what? One time, that Yoshi right there, that green one,
had surgery.
Yep.
But I felt, because like he got ripped in his chest. I don't know how.
Xenomorph?
Perhaps. He got ripped in his...
No, I can see from here, dude. You don't need to put it in my face.
And like grandma was like, oh, I can fix it. And for some reason, you know, I thought like, oh, she'll fix it and I'll never see the rip again. But now it's just like a big like threaded thing down his chest.
Like he's legit stitched up like surgery, like my leg. Like,
yeah.
And also there's the up on top of Axel. We're in Axel's room, so he has some of this stuff. Like there's the Wampa. That's from one of the Happy Meal.
Oh my god, I remember those.
I love them so much and I want to take them with me, but I know I'll lose them, so I'm leaving them here. But also Axel might lose them. But anyway, yeah. Attack of the Clones.
Some of them are around still. Those were the Happy Meal ones. But all the Galactic Heroes are like safely put up. Well, most, I mean, some of them are out. He's got Pre Vizsla over here on his desk. Next to Megla. Megaman?
Megaman.
Okay, so.
Oh my god. Do you remember that time when Angry Birds Star Wars came out? Oh my god, I still have
some. I remember you guys had some toys, right?
Here's an AT-AT. A pig. Oh my god, what happened to his face? Look at him.
Okay. Axel's like digging out the old toys now. Anyway. So, like, all in all, I think Axel had the most. Like, Axel, I think honestly, you might have seen episode 2 more than me.
Wow.
The amount of times that you watched it, like, I think you might have me beat. Because I've watched it, like, a lot, but I don't think I watched it, like, every day for years like he did.
Who is this?
I love him.
It's like the hammerhead from the bar, but his name is Moma Nadon. And he has a stick.
But if we just give him like a cloak and stuff, we could just say he's Doc Ondar.
Oh, yeah, you could. Dress him up like Doc Ondar. Mm-hmm.
Do you also remember when Star Wars Hot Wheels came out? I still have so much of those. I have the Ezra one. I don't know what that is. What is that?
I think it's like supposed to be like the ghost, like Rebels, because they just made cars that weren't like anything. It was like the Rebels. So I think that's like the Rebels one, because it's like kind of like the ghost and Ezra. Okay, stop digging through toys, because I'm going to end this podcast now. Wait, because why is she so like, small? I don't want to just hear you digging through
she's
toys.
So small.
Yeah, you guys used to play with that. That was like your fist size, man. But now you guys dig out an Ahsoka and are like, this thing is like teeny tiny. It's
pinky
sized.
But they also made Ahsoka teeny tiny because she's...
Well, she's smaller than the other ones, yeah.
Oh my god, dude, I remember when, like, how I was so happy when there was a Jango Peggy. His range.
They also had a bunch of toys of Ahsoka, different ones with her different outfits.
Oh my god, he has like two guns right here. And like, his jetpack is like all bent.
And I specifically remember they had one of like her spacesuit, and I lost the helmet.
Ah.
It's sad.
Are you sure? Because yeah. that's the one right there.
Oh, her arm kept falling off too.
Yeah, her arm always falls off.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I also love his teeth so much.
Oh yeah, Galactic Heroes Darth Maul has a very like a grin.
Yeah, okay. And he has like chubby little face.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna. We cannot make this podcast about Axel digging through his toys.
But anyway, Attack of the Clones. Axel She's had a lot more memories of that than I did. Mm-hmm. I actually probably have more memories of like Revenge of the Sith more, because we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. But like you know,
Axel said that Episode 3 is his favorite.
Right now.
So, yeah. Like, I thought it was episode 2, but he said it's episode 3, so interesting.
I don't know what my favorite is.
I don't know. It's 3, 4, or 7.
Are we counting, like, the original trilogy?
Interesting.
All.
Like, I mean, I was just thinking all of the movies, but...
I kind
of
like...
I mean, you don't have to...
I like Rogue One.
In each
yeah.
Or if we're talking, like, any movie, Star Wars Rebels. Like,
wait,
the movie.
She just want to count it as a movie. Let her do it.
It's a movie.
I mean, if Rebels counts, then yeah, Rebels. But like, since it's not a movie, I guess I'll go with Rogue One. Maybe, if I had to
Rogue
pick.
Rogue One's good.
Dude, that was so crazy when they combined both of the holocrons, and it's like crazy. Like your anger gives you strength, and stuff. And they're like blind Kanan.
Once a secret is known, it cannot be unknown.
It can, because I forget easily.
Hmm. Only for Lizzie.
Like, if a friend came up to me like, hey, keep it a secret, don't tell anyone, I'd be like, okay, and then I forget
tell
the next
anyone
day.
What? Okay. Yes. I mean, that's all I have for the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we should just, like, call it. But we're going to be doing some War of the Bounty Hunter stuff soon, and Visions is coming soon. So, and we're probably going to dive into some more of the movies. But by the next time we talk to you, Lizzie, you are going to be in Florida. So we'll check in with you and see where you are.
Thank you.
In your new cool house.
In your new super cool like resort town.
Sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe they'll play like Star Wars.
Hopefully you find a quiet little place to podcast. That should be
they
your first.
They seem like a lot of like little
mm-hmm.
Sections and like study rooms and stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Try to find Sora.
Yeah, try to find Sora. Apparently he shows up over there.
Sora?
Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Where does he show up?
Somewhere in Disney World.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's...
He doesn't show up at Disneyland, I don't think.
No. Why is he... Okay.
I don't know.
Because sure. He's cool, that's
hey, man, if you see him, take a picture.
I will, but I don't understand. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Fun times.
Safe travels, young one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Axel, thanks for being on the show and sharing us... your endless tales of episode 2 awesomeness.
And your toys.
And my piggies over there.
Yeah.
Jango pig. A peg. A pet.
Nah, never mind. Okay. All right, everybody. Goodbye. That is a podcast, and we will talk to you next week for episode 100, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, man. 100 episodes, y'all.
100.
Did you think you would ever be here? Did you imagine this moment in time? Where you would be 100 episodes in to a podcast
yes.
of your own making. Okay. Oh, yeah, well, you guys are like on 200 episodes.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal to you, Miss Professional Podcaster.
I think we got our 100th episode in Orlando.
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
We were recording by the pool. That was cool.
Interesting. All right.
What episode are you on now of your podcast?
I have no idea. There's so many.
Yeah, you like are over 200. You just did your 200. So you're like 20 something.
Was that a hiccup?
No. That's the end of the podcast is what that is.